Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you warmly in the name above every name, the name of the risen Lord Jesus Christ. And I count it such a privilege and an honor to be able to spend this time with you, because it is God's desire, it is God's will for all of us to come into the fullness of the measure of the stature of Jesus Christ. And so I am privileged that you have chosen to take a few moments in your day to spend this time with me. And as I just want to share my heart on this broadcast, I was spending time with the Lord this morning, and as I frequently mention to my UCM partners, my spiritual family, that it's so important for us to have an eternal perspective. You know, the world we're living in demands so much of us. There's so many things to call upon our time, upon our energy. I've been fond to say there's information overload, and sometimes it just seems almost overwhelming if we really try to stay abreast of what's happening in the world and even the demands in our own personal lives. But what's important is that we can take a regular time with the Lord every day to step outside of the busyness and the demands of our life and meditate upon Him and upon the truths of His Word. Beloved, we need to have an eternal perspective. It's good and it's right and it's proper for us to be concerned about the events and the things that are occurring in our lives, to be responsible, to be good steward. And yet we have to realize that however long the life is that God is giving us, we have no guarantee of tomorrow. And you could be in the best of health, and in a moment's time, you could be gone tomorrow. What is important is that we do all that He would have us do, that we walk in a way pleasing before His sight, but also to recognize that man is an eternal being, and that we will spend eternity with the Lord. And so it's important, beloved, if you should not be where you ought to be in the Lord, I declare Jesus is coming soon, and you need to get right with the Lord. The times are such, we're living in an amazing, perilous, and wonderful times. You know, I was just thinking of that passage in Scripture, the last book of Revelation, and the unveiled Christ, the Christ of that is that book is the revelation or the unveiling of the Lord Jesus Christ, the revelation that He gave to His servant John. In that last chapter, He said, "Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand." And He said, "He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still." And this is Jesus speaking, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city." What I believe we're going to see happening in the days, months ahead, and it's happening even now, evil is so intensifying and proliferating that those who have closed their hearts to the things of God, those who are resisting the Holy Spirit, they're becoming more and more perverse, wicked, and evil. And yet those who have sought to follow the Lord, to be obedient to Him, to be all that He would ask them to be, the Word of God says that the glory of the Lord shall arise upon us. We will be as that city set upon a hill that can't be hid. Darkness is getting darker, and beloved, the light of life, God's precious glory, His light shall be seen upon you, and the Gentiles shall come to the brightness of your rising. Praise God. And so, beloved, we are living in momentous times, and it's time for us to be so stirred, to be so on fire for God. And I want you to know that I pray every day, not only for my UCM partners, my natural family, but also for you, the radio listening audience. Some of you may never write, but that's all right. It's by the Spirit of God that you're listening. I don't profess to be a Bible scholar or a theologian by any means or stretch of the imagination, but I do know the Spirit of God, and my desire is to know Him ever yet in a more fuller and perfect way. But I do know that He does nothing by accident. Everything in our lives He has harmonized, He has used for His glory, for His purposes, to bring us into a full acknowledgement of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no such thing as an accident. Even sometimes the bad things that happen that He allows is for a purpose. He's able to turn all things to those who love God for our good, according for His purposes in our life. So, beloved, just know that the days ahead of us are filled with new vision. I am praying, and as the Lord has just placed on my heart to be sharing today as I begin and the next few days, I feel such a burden for prayer, and I am praying according to 1 Timothy, the words that in the second chapter Paul said to Timothy, pray for all men everywhere that they may be saved. Pray for those who are in authority. Praise God for the breakthroughs we have seen in our nation. It is a response to the body of Christ coming together in this last year's period of time, praying for those whom God has placed in authority over us in this nation. And beloved, we have seen tremendous answers to prayer. And it's because God is giving the body of Christ a time to reap in the harvest before the end comes, before the new world order, before the Antichrist sets up his system. The word of God will be fulfilled. The things that are declared in the word of God shall be accomplished. But now we have a time to work. A scripture God put on my heart, the Lord shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. Praise God. We're living in wonderful, wonderful times. And as I was thinking this morning, because I knew I was going to be doing some broadcasts, and I was praying that God's people would have that sense of privilege, that sense of immediacy, and that He'd stir up our zeal and our first love, and that we would redeem the time, for the days are evil. I have been praying for some beautiful passages of Scripture found in the book of Ephesians specifically, and I have done this in years past, but there's a new focus that God has placed on my heart right now, according to Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 15 and 17, and that is, and this is my prayer for my UCM family, for my radio family, as I've told, shared with my partners, every prayer I pray for myself, I don't make it selfish. I extend it to the UCM family, to my radio family, and in fact, for the body of Christ around the world, because I'm praying the will of God. And He wants all of His children to be unified in that same spirit of love, of unity, to have that knowledge of Him, that we would be one, even as Jesus prayed in that 17th chapter of John before His sufferings and death and crucifixion, and His resurrection, that they would be one, even, Father, as we are one. I pray according to the will of God. I pray according to the word of God. And beloved, that's how we ought to pray, because, you know, if we pray in a way that is pleasing to God, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we pray anything according to His will, we know that He heareth us, and we know that we shall receive and have the petitions that we have desired of Him. So let me share now Ephesians 1:15-17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you, hallelujah, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And some months back, a friend had given me a copy, but let me borrow a copy of a booklet, beautiful booklet on intercession, which stirred my desire to pray as never before and intercede for God's people, from a brother named Ed Corley. And he shared some wonderful insights that I've meditated upon and incorporating in my prayers. And so I'd like to share some of those insights with you. When Paul prayed for that spirit of wisdom and revelation, that spirit of wisdom and revelation would come in the knowledge of Christ. That word knowledge is from the Greek epignosis, and that's a very strong and a very powerful Greek word. It means full knowledge or acknowledgement. And as we look at that passage of Scripture, there could be a couple different ways of looking at it, or interpretations, if you would. And we could say that Paul could mean it in one sense in this way: I'm praying that God will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation as it comes from your acknowledgement of Christ. And because we are Christ, know that we have wisdom and knowledge that is already operating in us, that because of that, we can know Christ in a greater and fuller measure. And also, it could mean that asking God to give the spirit of wisdom and revelation that will lead to an acknowledgement of Christ. And because we do acknowledge Christ, not only as Savior, but as Lord, wisdom and revelation, divine wisdom and revelation, can be released in you. And both ways of looking at are correct and right. And so, beloved, I'm just so stirred and excited to share this. And I believe as you're able to tune into the broadcast or go to the website, unveilchrist.org. I believe you'll be blessed as God opens up our understanding to receive more of him. I do want to invite you, if you have personal needs, prayer needs for yourself or loved ones, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. This is an aspect of the ministry that is handled personally by myself. I not only pray every day, but I pray specifically when I answer the mail, and I know I'll be blessed by what God gives me to share with you. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.